That's right.
And she would just start on some long discourse about one of her boarders and all of his relationships and his relatives mm-hmm. and his wife. Who did
that they didn't know anything about.
Nobody knew a thing in the world about. And she would just go on and on and on and never stop. And because if she paused a minute, another one would jump in. So one afternoon, I was in the hall and passing, I think. And I just stopped there because she kept going on. I stopped there outside the door before I was to go in. Didn't want to interrupt her. And she talked and talked, and I thought, I never heard such long paragraph that she was giving at that time. Maybe one continuous sentence. And then she said, she talked up, she almost lost her breath.
Lord,
she would pause long enough, and one of them jumped
out. Hyperventilate already.
That was the funniest thing I think I've ever heard a woman do. And nobody thought it was funny. They think for the bad, they were accustomed to it. Yeah. And I just about died. It was just
well, that was a lot of sisters.
Yeah.
But you see, now I knew. Cousin Betty, Cousin Calista lived in
Savannah.
And when I was over in Savannah, I had contact with her over there.
Was she still living?
When I was there, she was, yeah.
I don't remember when she died.
I don't either.
Aunt Calista, I thought, was a sweet, gentle person.
Mm-hmm.
Once Bill and I went to Savannah to the GEA, Georgia Education Association. And we stayed at Aunt Felicity's. The only time I was ever around her, Dr. McTeer, and Edward and little Felicity.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one thing that happened there. Let's see. Edward was going out somewhere that night. He was a pretty wild boy later on. I don't think he was very wild at that time. But anyway, she said, now, Edward, you know you need your sleep, so, honey, hurry and come in early tonight, you know. He said, Mama, you know what? The more people die in bed than anywhere.
What a profound statement.
I expect to hear that from our children.
And more people die in bed than anywhere else. And another thing, Calista's high school, she was in choir in high school, and she was singing in a chorus, and they sang this thing, you know, Ba, 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 the Lamb, the mm-hmm. Yale song.
Mm-hmm.
They sang that, and Bill just teased her about that all the time we were there. We had a good time, but Aunt Calista knew Savannah, like the
yes, she
her
did.
Hand, mm-hmm. And she took us all over that town, and I enjoyed it very much, and at least Bill drove, you know, and she directed us. And the prettiest thing we saw was that old Bonaventure Cemetery.
I know it.
The oaks and the moss. And
what is
it?
What is that?
It's a moth.
It's an animal.
No, it's a wasp. Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
He's a moth, yeah. I need to catch it, though.
He's gone. Yanni is over there on the curtains.
Well, maybe I can just get a swatter and hit him.
Yeah, a swatter would be a big help.